Welcome to the Global Missions Inc. podcast. This week's episode features Rick Yaskowitz.
I noticed something when I went to North Battleford this year that I haven't seen in a while. And the spirit of prophecy was moving through our midst. And I said, well, that's normal. No. It seemed like it was just a little bit greater. I don't know if you brethren felt that way or not, but I just felt like that people were prophesying more at ease and more of what the Lord had put on their hearts. Amen. And prophecy is a wonderful thing because it's the bringing the word of the Lord to the people of God. And we should not despise prophecy, but we should listen to it. And learn from it and take it and ponder on it, and because it's what the Lord is saying through us. The Lord is doing a tremendous work in us. Despite all the enemy's darts and enemy's way to try to stop by all this fanfare and by all these things that keep getting in the way of the flow, just try to come here sometimes and see how much show you have. Just try to put yourself in the place where the Spirit is asking us to go and see how much the phone will ring and the doorbells will ring and everything else where you can't get quiet. Somehow, some way, we have to persevere beyond what is the enemy is trying to do.
Amen.
Because the Lord God is setting a new way before us. And it's a way, and I will say something that I forgot to mention, but it came to me. I've never seen us talk about the Holy Spirit as much as we have this week. It seemed like every meeting there's a touch or something being said or ministered concerning the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And there's nothing wrong with that. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He gives wisdom, as Brian was talking this morning. He gives all we need to help us in the way. And what I want to talk about tonight is how I feel in my heart that this Holy Spirit is not only calling the new ones to be filled, He's calling all of us to be filled.
Amen.
He is calling all of us to be immersed. Calling all of us to go just a little bit more into Him.
Yes.
And let all these fluffy things be got out of the way so that the Holy Spirit can have His way.
Amen.
Amen.
We can't have, and I say this in the hope in the right spirit, we can't have our ears filled with so many earplugs. And I know this has to be done. I'm not trying to put anything down. But we can't have so many things blocking us and taking our time in every moment. The television has to be on, or the radio has to be on, or something has to be going on. When do we have time for the still, small voice to hear, this is the way? Walk ye in.
Yes.
My sheep know my voice. And another they will not follow.
Amen.
But if all these other voices are in there, who are you going to be following? The still small voice, and I've heard it, and if you walk with God long enough, you hear it. It is like a whisper. Sometimes it's so faint, it's like just a soothing thought through the head. Somebody said, well, that's just your own thought. No. The Lord said in the scriptures, he said, try the spirits to see there if they're not of God. When you've been walking with the Lord, and I'm talking to us, the ones that's been walking for years, you know, start knowing when the Spirit of God is speaking to you. When he's dropping that thing in your heart. And about the way you should walk. And we want to be very careful. Very careful. To not go our own way and not listen when the Spirit says move. When the Spirit says stay. When the Spirit says do this, or when the Spirit says do that. And you say, well, how am I going to know that? You are, because you spend time with the one who is able to give you the direction, give you the strength, give you the anointing, give you the power to walk in the gifts and ministries that he has called you to. I believe with all my heart that the Lord is really kind of shaking us away, in a way. And I know by the way that I went through in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I wonder what in the world's going on. But then I said, isn't that just like God? We just get our minds start heading toward him more and more and more and more. And then when the things of the earth start falling strangely dim, even the circumstances, be they bad or good, we will have that assurance, that word, that shepherd say, it's time to go to my pastures and feed. It's time to come home and rest. It's time to go beside the still waters and drink. Lord, help us to unplug our ears, unplug our way, so it gets so don't get so cluttered that it will keep us from hearing his voice this trying hour. I started. And I don't want to talk about myself, but this thing happens sometimes, weeping the last couple of meetings. And that happened to me a while ago. And people in our church know it. When I got up there to take the meeting, I couldn't stop. And I tried to minister through it, but it just the weeping case just kept coming. And that's not to put yourself on the pedestal. God was doing something in me. He was breaking me a little bit more, and I was weeping. God says, I dwell in the secret place with him who is of a contrite heart and repentive heart.
Amen.
To encourage the contrite one, to encourage the humble of spirit. And if he breaks you down, let him break you down. And let's so you can hear his voice. I would like to bring what I brought, and maybe in a different flair, but I want you to start seeing this as not, young people, I appreciate you so much that you give yourselves over to God and you were filled with the Spirit. But I think there's something happening for the renewal of us that's been walking with the Lord for year after year after year.
Amen.
God is going to do a new thing in us. Shall you not know it? His Spirit is going to come upon us in the time of need, and we'll know what to do. He hasn't been training us all these years to be floundering around when His Spirit speaks. He has been testing us. Will you do this? Will you do that? And when that testing comes, it is to get us ready to move when He says move. Just like the children of Israel, they had to stay put until the cloud lifted.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Isaiah 61 verse 11 says, "For as the earth bringeth forth her bud," it's time for the harvest, for the seeds have been planted, to be born. Let God be born fresh in you.
Amen.
And the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth. I am so glad that He is the God who brings forth the new thing, the fresh thing, the seed that has died and has been laid dormant for all these years. And all of a sudden, it's the time that the Spirit brings forth the bud. The Good Shepherd is the husbandman. And He is the farmer, as the Scripture talks, who waiteth long for the harvest and have great patience for this harvest and has great patience with us. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I couldn't have made it. And I won't be able to make it the rest of the way without His patience and His strength and His ability in me and you. We are going to grow together so that we are sensitive to one another and we'll feel the Spirit. And when the Spirit speaks with a brother, they'll be able to recognize it and recognize it as the voice of the Lord in each other. And the ministries and the gifts will start operating and God will do a new thing. And He'll set His seal upon His beloved. Stamp thine own image, the song says, on my heart. Is the Lord's image stamped on your heart? I hope so. It causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth. So the Lord God, who is the husbandman, the Lord says, I am the vine, my Father is the husbandman, will cause what? In this hour of darkness, in this hour of great distress, in this hour when the landmarks are being torn down, everything is upside down, and men are saying evil is wonderful. And good is evil. The Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
And that's going to happen within you.
Yes,
there's no People like the people of God who praise His name. Oh, you've been pulled out of the miry clay. Your feet with the Caribbean, people say. And your feet has been put on the rock to stay. He has put in your heart a song of praise. Hallelujah. A song of praise. A song of praise.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Oh. I get to shouting a little bit. I know that, but you have to forgive me. I am. But I say that every time, and you say, well, when are you going to calm down a little bit? I don't know. I'm getting older. It seems like my walk is a little slower. But I tell you, when I feel the Holy Spirit on me, I feel afresh.
Amen.
I look forward to that because, you know, my bones feel better. My insides feel better. And that's, I want my physical, but I want my spiritual.
Amen.
To rise up.
Amen.
And I want the Spirit to rise up in you.
Amen.
My brothers. Amen. And my sisters.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The called out ones. The redeemed of the Lord.
Amen.
Revelation 21 verse 5. And you say, oh, this is for the end time. Well, I got news for you. It's for now. And they said we were in the end time back there when the Pentecostal happened. When the Spirit fell on. We're in the time of the end. And how many years has gone by? This is for now. What I'm getting ready to read. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Don't you need a new way of walking?
Amen.
Don't you need a new way of talking?
Amen.
That doesn't be stopped by our frailties and our ambitions. And our own selves who keep getting in the way. For God will be glorified in His saints. And He will cause praise to spring forth and righteousness on the earth. And it won't be praise and righteousness of myself. It'll be praise and righteousness of Him. Who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Amen.
That's one of Barney's favorite scriptures. And I like it. Every day, I think a little more darkness is gone and a little more light is going to start coming into the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, write. For these words are true and faithful. God said it. And I'm not one of these name it and claim it gospel ministers. I just say God said it, He'll do it. Because the word of God says so. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, behold, I will do a new thing. How many times have you heard that prophecy this week? I about jumped out of my skin. I will do a new thing. I haven't heard that in a while. I'm glad I'm hearing it. I'm tired. I don't want to be complacent and get at ease in my chair. Excuse the way I use this. I want to be on fire by the Holy Ghost and by His Spirit. And I will not be at ease to God has done all He can do in me. There is a rest for the people of God, yes. But there is also a work for you and me now to enter into. And that's to listen to the voice of one who called you out of his out of darkness into his marvelous light. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I think if I'm going the same old way every day, the same old tires and the same old car and everything, and I got a new car, or that, I don't want to use that as an example. So I went, they knocked the road out and they gave me a new road to go on. That would change everything, you know. We get out of our comfort zone and we got to go way up here and way back down there. We can't stand it. We got to get back in that comfort zone. The Lord is breaking that up, I tell you. And he's doing a new thing in the church. And I appreciate the brethren trying to listen to the Spirit of God to know what that new thing is.
Amen.
And to try to follow the Spirit of God in these meetings. Saints of the living God, please pray for the brethren.
Amen.
Not that they're on any pedestal. We're just instruments like you and you and you and you. But we have a job to do just like you do. And they have a job to do. Pray that what God is showing, he'll reveal it and we'll be able to see it. He says, my sheep will know my voice. This won't be something that we'll be floundering around trying to figure out what it is. It'll start opening up and it'll be very clear.
Amen.
I cannot believe any other thing.
Yeah.
God is not an author of confusion.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Amen. But I'm looking right at you. It's not all. It's time to think that we're not going to be so confused about things. We're going to see what God wants.
Yeah.
And he's going to give us the strength and ability to do it. Hallelujah. I will even make a way. Oh, hallelujah. In the wilderness. You're in the wilderness right now in your life? Don't know where to go? Because you've been going through so much? God tells you, if you just let me work in you, I will make a new way for you in the wilderness. In this wilderness. You don't feel quite that you got it. Then let the Lord take hold of you and humble yourselves before him. And he'll bring you to the light. He'll bring you to the right path. He'll show you. Listen to the ones that God has put in authority. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Listen to the prophecies. Listen to the word of God as it's read. And come to the assembly of the saints of God. Sometimes you're not able. And I'm thankful for Zoom. And I'm not going to put down Zoom one bit, because that is wonderful when there's snow on the ground. We can still have church.
Amen.
Or the telephone thing that Charlotte does, or whatever, how that goes. But I'm going to tell you something, saints. There's nothing like the saints gathering together, arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder. Hallelujah. Praising God and all flowing by the Spirit of God. We can flow in Zoom because that's what we got. But hallelujah, if you can get there, get there. And let God take care of the rest. I'm not going to worry about it. I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and jackals and ostriches, because I give water in the wilderness. Isn't that wonderful? How many came here in this camp dry? And we kept hearing prophecy. I am the fountain of living waters. If you believe on me, out of your innermost belly shall flow rivers and rivers and rivers and rivers and rivers. Oh, I want to hear that, rivers of water. I love water anyway, but I want to have that spiritual water. Amen. That I will never thirst again. Amen. As he told that woman in Samaria. That's a whole new message right there. I love that message. God took a woman who was deep in sin, and but still had enough to know the laws and how to worship and everything, but she still went her own way and took her and spit her around and showed her living water. And this woman who had five or six husbands, I don't know, the seventh one wasn't her husband, and all this, I almost say junk, but all these things in her life, God just went, forgave her because she believed in him. And who was the ambassador? That woman. She went into that village like a dose of salt. And then me and they were listening and hearing and all that stuff. They knew her anyway. And boy, when she was on fire like that, the whole village come out.
Amen.
So don't put down what happens in this life with who may come into the midst. Because there's going to be some people coming in that's had a hard life.
Amen.
God is going to turn around and use them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Look what he did to you.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, I don't say it in love this way. We ain't no... I don't know how to say this, really. We ain't all that in a bag of chips. How's that sound? I mean, what we used to be. I use that expression down the aisles, and they're scratching the head. What in the world is he talking about? All that in a bag of chips. That means to think we're the cat's meow. You ain't heard that word in a long time either. I'm something else, you know what? God just kind of knocks us down around and gets me a few things come our way, and we get going this way and that way, and we're turned around and flipped up and down and everything. We don't know where we're going. But he speaks the living word, sets it right. And if we got a heart that's been troubled all these years, we believe, and then all of a sudden he takes that belief and you grow in it and you grow in it, and hallelujah, a saint is born. A child of the King. His royal blood now flows through our veins. And I who was wretched and blind, now I see. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
But you were this, you were that. I don't care. I'm a child of the King.
Amen.
I didn't get very far, David. I don't know about this getting this message over tonight or not. Now as the spring forth, you shall know it. I will even make your way in the wilderness. The rivers of the fields shall honor me. The dragons and jackals and owls and ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts. The beasts and ostriches can honor him. Why can't his people?
Amen.
Who gives them living water? To give the drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. And here it comes again. That they shall show forth my praise. God is not doing this for just me doing it.
Yeah.
He's making a people of power.
Yeah.
And a people of praise.
Amen.
Yeah.
That will go through this land. glorifying his name. Philippians 11:20. For our conversation, I want you to start looking at this. Young people, old people, middle aged, one foot in the grave, you want to say. One foot out of one bed or one thing or whatever, just whatever strength you got left or whatever. Your conversation, yourself, your citizenship is in heaven. Philippians 11:20. It is in heaven. And that's all I care about right now. I tell you, the things of earth are going stranger and stranger and dim. From which we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we're looking for him, ain't we? Well, what are we looking? It sure ain't on the tube, and it sure ain't in this news thing. It sure ain't all these other places. We better be looking for him where he's at. And he's in our hearts. He's in that quiet room where you're bending your knee and crying out. Lord, have mercy on me. I blew it again. Got mad at something I shouldn't have, or I said something I shouldn't have, or I did something I shouldn't have. He is God. He that begun a good work in you shall perfect it to the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. He that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before him with joy. That's who's going to help you make it. You can't do it yourself. You got to lean on the one who's able to keep you from falling and present you faultless with joy in that day. That's Jude. I like Jude more and more. You know, you can't even give any chapters. It's not. It's just one. But it's got a lot of meat in there, you know. I'd like to get some of it if I just kind of quit getting off the subject a little bit. But I tell you, you don't know what the Lord's going to do up here. Now listen, there's a reason why God does what he does. Why he wants you to look at your citizenship. Because he's doing a work, and I'm going to tell you, it's not just on the other guy that needs this. He's doing it in you. Amen. Quit looking at somebody else at their faults. You got enough of your own. I've got enough of my own to deal with. You say you don't? Well, I'll just ask the Lord to take the task and let it show you. Okay? Would you like me to pray the Lord that? He can do it. Who shall completely, verse 21, who shall completely change our vile body? Who, me? I'm not vile. No, but did you get upset with somebody because they pulled in front of you? Did you have a little envy because somebody got something that you did? Did you get mad because somebody took something that you should have had? And I can go on and on and on if you want me to. Who stepped on your toes last week? Who got you frustrated because things didn't go the way you wanted to go? Who ruffled your feathers because they talked about, and I shouldn't even say this word, your old politics and my politics, and somebody stepped on that, and we got upset about that. I tell you, we better get our politics on what's right, and that's the kingdom of God.
Amen.
The Quit getting so burned out because something is doing wrong in this world. This world and this land is going to come down. And I say this with all love. Because I've been guilty of it too. I get kind of worked up. Because I want peace. I want the right. I want righteousness in the earth. Amen. And I pray a lot. Lord, bring righteousness. Bring mercy to our land. Let truth be taught in our land.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who shall completely change our vile body. And this is every part. That's what I want. That it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body.
Hallelujah.
Nobody's going to see Rick anymore. Nobody's going to see David anymore. And I won't pick on Jan, but nobody will see her no more. But she's a lovely person. And Sandy back there, glad to see her this year. And my friend David over here. That they be fashioned like into his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things into himself. He is able to bring us faultless before him with joy. He is able. We are citizens of heaven. Let's start thinking about our citizenship. David talks about being seated in heavenly realms because we're citizens of heaven.
Amen.
Our home is not here. It falls down. I got to paint it all the time. I got to go out there when the wind blows and repair it. I'm tired of that. We used to sing this song, and while we're still singing and believing it, Lord, help us to continue growing by faith in the things we have been taught. And how many times have the ministry says, the things that you've been taught, don't let them slip. And the song goes like this. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. All things are passed away. Hallelujah. I've been born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. Do you think of yourself as more than a conqueror? Well, if you think the Lord's in you, then you can think that way. We're not only win the battle, but we'll be more than conquerors. We'll take the spoil.
Amen.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. And just if you listen, write down scriptures, Matthew 9, verse 16 and 17, where it talks about the garment that's old. It's all ratty. They try to sew the patch in it, and it pulls out and makes it work. The bottle that is old, and they put new wine in it, and the bottle breaks, and the bottle goes away, and the wine goes away too. God is making us a new garment.
Amen.
Is made us a new bottle that we can hold the new wine.
Amen.
And if I can get to it, that can be filled over and over and over and over again.
Amen.
Till we're completely consumed by the Spirit of the living God. Romans 6, verse 3. Know you not that so many of us were baptized into his death? Don't want to talk about death. We want to talk about the good things. But how's that seed going to sprout if it's not been buried and died? Put to death. How's that corn going to come up? How are those beans and tomatoes going to come up? You don't put a seed in the ground, let it die. How are you going to come up if the Lord doesn't bring you through death of yourself? So new life can spring forth.
Amen.
His life.
Amen.
And He will fashion you and you and you into His glorious body.
Yeah.
That's what I want. As we're baptized to His death, wherefore we are buried with Him by baptism of the dead, that like just as Christ is raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what?
Newness
of life. Why do we walk around like dead lights hanging off of us? That's an old phrase we use long. My dad used to do it all the time. Look like you've got dead lights hanging off of you. We used to see an old Christmas tree that was sitting there. We tied a sandwich to the thing, and the light bulb had been burned out. And that thing got bristles all over the floor. Well, we didn't want to save as long as we could. He said, get that old dead light thing out of here. Time for something new.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Should we walk in newness of life, for we've been planted, united together in the likeness of His death, we shall certainly shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ, a new creature, a new bottle, a new wineskin, a new man. In Galatians 6:15, for in Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. No religious garb, no special religious thing we need to do. I need to put a cloth this way and hold my ear this way and walk this way, and I'm not putting it down. That's the way they believe it. Let it happen. That ain't going to get you nowhere. Yielding to the Spirit will.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, not of this world, not in the spirit of the age, in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That was from the beginning. Are we not being renewed every day?
Amen.
I have to believe that this body is being changed. I wouldn't make it if I didn't. Because I don't like some of the things I've seen in the past. I like what He's done in my present. But I still got a way to go. Don't you?
Yes.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:22, that you put off concerning the former conversation or conduct. When are we going to start using the language that we should? The former conversation or conduct of the old man. Have you ever been out there working on a fence or something, and you take a nail and you hit that thing, wind off, hit that thing, and that thing, hammer comes right down on top of your thumb. My conversation, it doesn't get real bad, but ooh. I feel like this saying, ooh, just screaming, this thing hurts. But it's a truth here. How is your conversation?
Yeah.
And how is your conduct? I'm still working on my conduct. My conduct needs some work. And who's going to do it?
Lord.
The Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on me.
Amen.
Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me. Daily. Former conversation, The old man, which is corrupt and according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed. Oh, I like that word. Don't you? Renewed. Renewed in the spirit of your mind. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, with your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Your citizen is in heaven. But be ye what?
Transformed.
How? By the continually renewing of your mind. It's not over with yet. It's just started.
Amen.
We got a little ways to go. Can the Lord not do it? By the renewing mind, so that you may prove. Everybody said, I don't know what the will of God is. Have you give your body over as a living sacrifice? Have you been transformed by renewing your mind? It says if you do that, you can prove what the will of God is. Hallelujah. Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
We have to. That's our faith. Spirit of your mind. Verse 24. And as you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's Ephesians 4, 22, 23, 24. Christ through the Holy Spirit shall refresh us with new wine, the Holy Spirit, for the task ahead. Shall we walk by faith, letting Him fill us with Himself, with fresh oil from the throne, His power made manifest in us for the task ahead, no matter how many times in the past He has anointed us with Himself to take on the challenges of the day and tomorrow? Shall we not do it again? And again, until we are completely consumed in His image. Pentecost, they were filled with the Spirit. Many were saved. Shall God come upon us from time to time and empower us again? I wanted to see how many came up to be filled with the Spirit. And I said, Lord, if we just get this in our hearts, this message, every one of us, and I'm saying this lovingly, should have been up here asking more of the Spirit of the living God. We sang the song, Spirit of the Lord, of the living God, fall fresh on me. I need it. This dust of this earth is getting terrible. I need the Spirit of the living God to fall fresh on me daily.
Amen.
Come upon us from time to time to empower us again for the work ahead. At Pentecost, was that it? That was just the beginning. God was sending His Spirit. Or is there a greater walk because of Pentecost? Because of God's filling and sending His Spirit. And many times in our meetings, is there a greater work because of that? God is going to do a new thing. A new way of walking. A new way of talking. That does not look at age. Does not look at how old you are or how young you are. That He can take somebody like Caleb at 85, and I use this all over the place, and send him out with the spirit that he had when he was 40. And do the work as if he was 20. and rip the land apart and destroy every giant off it that the whole tribe of Israel didn't want to do, and he did it by the Spirit of the living God. People will feel, are we to continue to walk and expect a continually burning and filling? The great English revivalist John Wesley once asked about his enormous success in open-air preaching in England. I will say I don't care for this kind of thing where I want to be known for this great thing happened or this great thing happened. As long as God is glorified, that's what we want.
Amen.
But I read this because of what this man did that caused these people to come and listen to it. Because crowds would gather to hear him, his most repeated response was, "Every morning I set myself alight and people come for miles to watch me burn." That was said tonight, I think, in prophecy or somewhere. We need burn. We need to burn.
Amen.
I thought I heard it. It was just me. Jude 18 says, "How that they told you, which was the apostles, there should be more mockers in the last time. There who walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be who separate themselves sensually, worldly, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved," verse 20, "but ye, beloved," who is the beloved? Can we all raise our hands to that,
amen,
if you believe it?
Amen.
Don't put yourself down. You're God's people. "But ye, beloved, build up yourself." Isn't that what we heard this week? "Build up yourself on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost." You heard it, and now the Scripture has given it to you. Now let it be planted. Help me, Lord. When I can, if I can do it every day, wonderful. When I can, when I need to, when I'm riding, whatever, to build myself up with the Holy Ghost so I can do what you want me to do for the day. "Every morning set yourself alight by seeking him earnestly, that you might be a flame of fire, and people you come in contact will watch you glow." I know I heard that. Glow, glow, glow. You won't glow by yourself. If the Spirit of God within you, you'll glow. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
The yearning brings the burning. The Pentecostal experience was wonderful. But was that all? Can you and me seek the Lord for a continual filling till we are remarkably consumed? The gate beautiful was a wonderful thing of showing, and I want to just take a few minutes to talk about this, and then I will try to wrap this up. So bear with me. Everybody heard of the temple and the gate beautiful? Peter and John went into the temple in Acts 3 at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and in verse 2, "And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple called Beautiful." Then Peter said, when the man asked for alms, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Verse 8. And he, leaping, as he grabbed him by the hand and pulled him up, stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. What a miracle. But the point I heard of an old preacher preach this about a year ago, and it just sunk in my heart. This man was over 40 years old, and he was laid at that temple gate every day by his friends. And how many people passed him? How many of the apostles passed him? Jesus had already been dead, right? Already crucified. And we say, well, why didn't that man get healed? And then we hear this thing, those that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Who's in charge? Me or God? Who says it's time for that man to be healed? Me or God? God had in his mind that this man would be healed. But it was going to be in his time when he got the glory for it. And when this man, the Spirit of God, moved on Peter and John, and they lifted him up and prayed, silver and gold have I none. The Spirit of God moved on them. And what happened? People started praising the Lord all over the temple. They started raising their voices to God saying, hallelujah. And 5,000 people turned their lives over to God. It could have been done 6 months ago, and it could have been anybody in the temple. The Lord knew exactly what he's doing. Let's let the Lord be in charge. Let's be ready to be moved when God says move, and stay when God says stay. Didn't God tell Paul not to go into Asia? He said, well, why didn't he do that? Because he's going to have a dream about a man down in Macedonia. I need your words. Come on down here. There's a reason for God, for us to follow God's way and not our own. Oh, it looks good to go out here and do all these things and help this person and that help. That's wonderful. But to be led of the Spirit of God is to be the sons of God. And as we walk, God will indicate what you are to do in your cubicle and what you're able to face, what you're able to do. Do you believe that?
Amen.
And you won't get the glory for it. God will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I'm going to paraphrase the rest of it because I'm about to run out of time. But being Sanhedrin and the different ones, they came and they saw the people praying and they got worried again that their power is going to be taken away. So they laid hold on Peter and John and threw them in the hole, which is the prison and everything. Brought them out the next day and says, Who told you how to do this? How did this happen? Give glory to God. And Peter, what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. I wouldn't want to be up out in front of that Sanhedrin without being filled with the Holy Ghost, would you? Had an old preacher in the newspaper say, well, those old disciples, they sit around in that room and they could have been out there doing all kinds of good. And I think some of you may have read that paper. And I said, who are you? God told them to stay put until power came from above.
Amen.
They wanted to be led. Power came from above, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they went about doing Holy Ghost work.
Praise God.
But they still, it still wasn't over. They needed a new refreshing. And if you just give me another few minutes, I'm just giving you what I'm in right here. I want to turn to Acts and show you what can happen after Pentecost. What can happen in Azusa Street? What can happen 1948? What can keep on happening and happening and happening? They got a fearful. And this, I'm putting this in my own words. Peter and John were severely threatened about what they were going to do to him if they kept preaching in Jesus' name. Peter, full of the Holy Ghost, says, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to God. Good for Peter. Acts 4:24. And I'm going to read 19 to catch up with this. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than to God judge ye. For we cannot but speak of the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them, because the people, for all men, glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, of whom the miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, a little bit on the nervous side, even though they were filled with the Spirit, where did they go? Back to the church. Back to the church prayer meeting. Back to where they were meeting together. Hallelujah. I think if, something like that, we'd call it, there'd be a prayer meeting, but we'd be running right in the middle of it. We had this happen. We had that happen. What are we going to do? Well, let's read. And being let go, they went to their own company to get a little bit of comfort. Amen? When you comfort somebody who's very severely threatened, they didn't know whether they were going to be crucified that night or not. And reported all the chief priests and elders and said unto them. And when they heard that, these are the brethren, these are the people that were there, these were us, let's put us in our place. What did we do? We lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God. Amen. Who do you turn to? Thou art God. Which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. They told them about what they were doing to him. And of a truth and against thy holy child Jesus, the one interpretation says servant Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before it be done. So they said, I'm going to run. I will clear out of this place. I'm not going through this persecution like you did, Lord. I'm going to leave it. No. What did they pray for? What would you pray for? Boldness. Boldness. Well, what if they're with our hand and counsel determined to judge? And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done. Do it more, Lord. Not only that man laying down in the temple, but do it more.
Amen.
For we're following you. We're going to be led by the Spirit, no matter what. By the name of our holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, what happened? I thought Pentecost had already fallen. You want more? The place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were once again, I'm going to say once again, or second time or third time, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's how we get through it.
Amen.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. Drawn from the strength of the Holy Ghost. Praying with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The relief came. They didn't have to worry. That threatening just fell off their backs, and they started preaching. The church started, and they started putting it together and ordaining deacons. You know, read the rest of Acts, how the church was coming together. What is the conclusion of this matter? Continue to pray, seek the Lord, come together with unity, and ask God to intervene. When the enemy tries to come against the church, pray in the Spirit as much as you can. Trust God to act on His Word. And why did the Lord say that we were filled with the Spirit? Does He say be filled with the Spirit again? If that was all there was to it. That's what my thoughts were up on that study. I mean, it's got to be more. Got to be more.
Amen.
Ephesians, and I'm almost finished. Ephesians 5, 18 through 19 and 20. Be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. A continually filling of the Holy Spirit. Filled until we are remarkably consumed that we're in God's image completely. Being filled with the Holy Spirit much in every way, it means constant filling, quickening, being quickened with new life continually, 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 day by day by day, filled with the gift and these wonderful things. But is being filled with the Spirit the greatest? And I looked at what one man said. He says, a greater thing is to be controlled by the Spirit.
Amen.
I not only want to be filled by the Spirit, I want to be controlled by Him. What's the use of being filled? God has a purpose for that man to be healed. God has a purpose for you to be filled with the Spirit. So that you may be able to be controlled by the Spirit, so He can come in and fill us with His glorious body.
If you would like more information about the moving of God's Spirit or resources for your spiritual life, please visit our website at www.globalmissionsinc.org.